Hello, and welcome to Seikahan, Global Reactions. Today, how one One Piece card sold out an entire magazine, and the structure where a premium ends up eating the product itself. On July 13, 2026, issue 33 of Weekly Shonen Jump sold out across Japan. And that was after a print run 500,000 copies larger than usual. Some readers who had bought every issue for 35 years couldn't get one that day. But the real story here isn't the sellout itself. What's worth watching is a structure where the premium eats the product. There are three questions worth asking. First, why did it sell out even after a reprint? Second, what does a 1 yen buyback notice actually mean? Third, why did the same thing happen 40 years ago? Starting from the sellout of issue 33, let's take them one at a time. First, let's lay out what happened. Weekly Shonen Jump is one of the world's largest manga magazines, a new issue every Monday for about 340 yen, roughly $2.30. On July 13, 2026, issue 33 went on sale. Bundled inside was a promo card marking the 29th anniversary of One Piece Monkey D. Luffy, card P-159. A promo card is one you can't get in the regular packs, handed out only through something like a magazine bonus. Many stores capped it at one copy per customer. Even so, lines formed before opening, and sold-out notices went up nationwide. On Japanese flea market apps, listings appeared at around 10,000 yen, about $70. So was this just poor planning? Not exactly. The countermeasures were there. Shueisha, the publisher, said officially it would print 500,000 copies above normal. Digital subscribers were offered a guaranteed giveaway. Everyone who applied would get one. It was an 8-card set, 4 standard cards and 4 deluxe. The handling fee was 1,210 yen, about $8, and applying meant a set was guaranteed. For overseas fans, a set went on sale through a premium Bandai pre-order. Even that digital giveaway was briefly suspended from a surge in access, and its deadline was extended. Even so, the market started freezing buybacks. Multiple card shops announced they would not buy the card back, it's reported. The reason given, until the price swings settle down. One shop reportedly posted a buyback price of just 1 yen. And issue 33 carried a second kind of weight. The final chapter of Ao no Hako Blue Box, after about 5 years, ran in the same issue. So did the just-resumed Hunter x Hunter. Why couldn't you buy it, even with a reprint? The answer is in how it's distributed. Weekly Shonen Jump goes on sale the same day at almost every store in Japan. And about a week later, it's replaced by the next issue. Its time on the shelf is short, and a sold-out store won't get a big restock. In other words, a weekly magazine has a very short shelf life. Add 500,000 copies, then split them across tens of thousands of stores. Per store, that's only a few extra copies. To a dozen or so. On top of this comes an asymmetry of time. People after the card move in the morning to grab it before it's gone. So do people who want to sell while the price is still high. But many regular readers buy on the way home from school or work. Fighting over the same shelf, the side that can move in the morning takes it all. By evening, nothing is left for the regular reader. A useful comparison is a collaboration that launched the same season, the beef bowl chain Yoshinoya with Dragon Quest. This one designed an escape hatch for people who missed out. Issue 33 was one nationwide shot, all at once. Yoshinoya restocked a limited quantity every morning at 10. With Jump, once it's sold out, that issue is over. With Yoshinoya, saving up points let you redeem the item for certain. With Jump, demand piles onto the morning of release day. Yoshinoya spread demand across dates and chances. To be fair, Yoshinoya's first wave ran out in about 6 days and drew its own criticism. Still, the decisive difference is that people who missed out had somewhere to go. How did fans abroad take it? Let me sort the reaction on Reddit by theme. The thread went up on r/One Piece TCG, the English-speaking One Piece card community. For them, this wasn't foreign news. They were trying to get the card themselves. Frustration surfaced from the moment it was announced. First, disappointment that it was Japan exclusive again. And a complaint about the design, that a card relevant to competitive play shouldn't be locked in a magazine bonus. When the overseas pre-order opened, the post read like a scramble. Where do I even get this? I've been searching the web for an hour. One report, it went on sale at 10 p.m. and was gone by 10 seconds. It reportedly sold out within about 10 seconds of going live. Another, I missed the Bandai pre-order and I keep kicking myself. Whether you could get one at all became a real preoccupation overseas too. Now we reach the heart of this video. Let's dig in from four angles. First, the real harm isn't being unable to read it. To just read, you could get every story on digital on release day. What was lost wasn't information. It was the chance for readers who value the paper itself to hold it. The reader who wanted the finale in the very issue it ran in. The reader who had bought every issue for 35 years. The fact that you can still get it by paying resale price is no remedy. Because something you should have bought at cover price now, carrying a 10,000 yen tag, is itself the harm. Second, the countermeasures pointed the wrong way. Most of them routed demand to a later date or a separate channel. The main battlefield, the store counter on release day, was left unchanged. The structure where morning movers take all stayed exactly as it was. Some suspect the scarcity was engineered for buzz. But a giveaway that supplies everyone who applies doesn't fit that theory. Third, a 1 yen buyback is a professional's read of the market. Shops stop buying not because the card is worthless, and not because it's too expensive, either. Supply keeps coming. The reprint, the giveaway sets, the overseas sets. The shops that know this would take an inventory loss buying at day one highs. 1 yen is, in effect, a refusal. It's a signal that this isn't where you cash out a flip. The heat of the sellout and the card's real market value are two different things. Fourth, what's different from 40 years ago? The premium eats the product structure has a precedent, about 40 years back. Bikuruman chocolate, in the late 1980s. It was a chocolate snack with a collectible sticker inside. Children bought the chocolate just for the sticker, and it grew into a social phenomenon. Back then, the stickers sat inside the net of Japan's premium rules. In 1988, the Fair Trade Commission is said to have given the maker guidance. Partly because of that, the boom is said to have cooled. A magazine bonus, by contrast, falls in a category where the value cap barely reaches. So the 2026 frenzy overheated outside the rules. Back then it was children trading stickers. Now it's the trade of an asset, with grading and market prices. Behind this is a change in the trading card market itself. Japan's card market was worth about 134 billion yen in fiscal 2023, up 26% on the year, it's reported. Card grading submissions reportedly went from about 2 million in 2020 to over 20 million in 2025. There is a way out, though. Instead of the card itself, a magazine could bundle an application code, redeemable later with proof of purchase. Let's bring this together. A weekly magazine is the wrong place for a resale market to form. A card with a market price and demand that pulls into the morning. Plus a weekly magazine's distribution, which can't spread demand over time. That combination pushed regular readers out, past every countermeasure. The buyback freeze notices are proof. The pros know the heat won't last. Finally, the question this episode leaves us. The premium meets the product structure hasn't changed since the Bikerman era. What changed is that the premium now sits close to an asset, with grading and prices. And that it moved outside the regulatory net. There's a view that resale has a function, reallocating scarce goods to those who want the most. But here, it erased regular readers. Chance to buy an everyday item, a magazine. The question Japan seemed to answer 40 years ago has come back in a new form. You'll find the fuller analysis and more reactions on our blog, Sekihan, linked in the description. Thanks for watching.